Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent. How about you?
I'm doing well. We are ready.
For?
We are ready for the volatility.
Oh.
A week.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that for sure. No less than, on the Dow, triple-digit moves every single day.
Yeah. So 100-plus point changes, positive or negative.
Yep. Every day.
Every single day.
Yeah. we got an interesting show. I definitely want to get to that and talk about it. That's going to be concerning people, no question. 10 years ago when we put this show together, we called it More Than Money for a reason, because it's about more than money. We know that this transition to retirement, it touches every aspect of your life, relationship, money, health, everything.
Yeah, right? There's a financial aspect to it, and there's a non-financial aspect to it.
And I love when we get a chance to bring on somebody who's going right now through the process of retiring. And we're going to talk to Bruce Bowie. He's a legend in Edmonton on 630 CHED, sister station. He's going through the process of retirement. I want to hear the human experience he's going through right now and how, the build up to it and what he thinks is going to happen after.
And there's a whole bunch of options out there for care as you're aging, and there's issues with memory challenges and so forth. So let's explore those different options. I think people automatically assume long-term long-term care facility with doctors and nurses around 24 hours a day. There's a whole bunch of different options out there, so we're going to chat about that too.
Yeah, that's not the only option for sure, the full test. Okay, you teased everybody right at the top of the hour. We have had a volatile week. The narrative hasn't necessarily changed. The risks that we're talking about are the same, but it's becoming more acute.
Correct.
Right? And the markets are swinging as a result of that sensitivity to it. More and more press talking about the R word, and we're moving towards recession, and they're talking about inverted yield curves and all these crazy things, right? But at the end of the day, what we see is a deceleration in some of the economic data.
The data is decelerating, absolutely.
Right? And then we see on top of that, the uncertainty created by Brexit, by the deterioration of the U.S.-China trade relationship.
Yep.
The Fed's lack of clarity around what they're doing, or perhaps disappointment with respect to what the market expects they should be doing.
Correct.
Right? All of these different things on a daily basis creating the volatility. It's spooking people. It's scaring them.
Yes, and it's gyrating the market for a glimmer of hope.
Right.
Or something that they'll be told that will actually be a catastrophe for the the future. There's no middle ground. We're not going back to common sense of how are these companies doing. So when we did get some good earnings reports that came out this week, markets were happy.
Right.
Oh, companies are still making money. Surprise, companies make money.
Well,
surprise, surprise, people make money in here. And why can't you just enjoy that piece?
Right.
But the outside noise that comes into play, which is the Federal Reserve or China and soybeans and U.S. and all this stuff.
Yeah, Brexit and where are we going?
Is pushing. And Brexit has been on the back burner, at least in the North American markets.
Yeah.
And so when you're going through this on a week-by-week basis, you're going to get people who are just going to panic.
It's emotional.
They're going to walk away from this stuff.
You bet. And maybe they should. And maybe they should.
And maybe they should.
Right.
And maybe it's time to look at now, as we are all pretty much saying that the recession is coming. Winter is coming. We always hear that phrase in the past. Well, so is the recession.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle that volatility, then take a look at, do you really need to be part of it?
Right.
If you don't need to be on the boat with a lot of waves and it hurts your stomach or whatever happens to you, why are you on the boat?
Right.
And so you hear too many people in our industry talking about stay for the long term, get in the stock market, and they've got some merit behind what they're saying. But at the end of the day, no matter how much rational information we can give you, much data we can give you, if you don't feel right, if you're losing sleep, if there's anxiety, if you're panicking, why are you in it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's interesting. That's an interesting comment, because the emotion is what makes people make bad decisions. Maybe we beat this horse a little bit.
Emotions
too much.
Is what makes people make all decisions.
Okay, fair. Yeah, fair comment.
Right? It's even when it's the right thing to do, we do the wrong thing sometimes because we felt right.
Yep. And in investing, though, particularly at a time of retirement, this can be very problematic, right? And it's interesting, even having said that. So let's assume that the data is telling us that it's decelerating, and you're one of those people that think we're going to recession. You just don't know when, right? So there's no date on this. In fact, you won't know that you're in recession or we've been in recession until at least two quarters later when we can confirm that there's
you'll
been...
You'll find out you're in a recession 6 months after it actually happens.
That's right. So here's the problem, right? You don't know when you're in recession. We don't know if Friday was the day that things were going to start. So that'll be marked in history. So it raises an interesting issue. I'm going to throw it a word because I want it in the old Oxford Dictionary. It's the unplannable.
There's no such word as unplannable.
I'm making it.
But you're making it a word. Okay.
Here's the push.
Yeah, keep on saying it and people will believe it, I guess. Right.
The unplannable. So we don't know what day the recession's going to hit, right?
Correct.
But if the data is telling us one thing, then you need to respond to that data. You have to be careful about responding too aggressively, right? You can't whipsaw around. So there has to be a fundamental thesis in place.
Yep.
To respond to these things. And you have to accept that you're not going to know when that day is that the recession started.
And, right? and here's a news flash. People can still enjoy their retirement in a
right,
recession.
Right, right. This is the thing. It just needs
people can have a great time.
Right.
They don't. In fact, when things are getting cheaper, you can buy more.
Right.
When prices are going down, you can enjoy more. Can you imagine if everybody's flights went down by 50%?
Right.
It happens in some recessions.
Yeah, that's right. You get price wars and they need to generate profitability. Okay. So let's go back to our initial comment. Like, this has been a volatile week.
Correct.
Right? We don't know if there's going to be a hard Brexit or not, and that's coming up. We know that there's been a deterioration in the China-U.S. trade relationship, right? China has responded. I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. They're not just going to sit back and idly let the U.S. apply tariffs to them. They're going to respond. They did do that.
Yep.
Okay. The U.S. Fed was an interesting conversation this week, or commentary. I suspected there might have been some market disappointment ahead of it. In fact, when I was reporting on Friday morning before the announcement came out, and then even after the announcement came out, the markets originally rallied a little bit. And I thought, I don't know if the commentary that he's put out really is all that positive, because he actually, Chairman Powell, said that we're still data dependent. Right, we will respond as the data indicates that we should. Certainly not what President Trump wanted to hear. And I think that was a slight disappointment to what the market in general wanted to hear. But we've got no clear guidance.
But the movements that are happening with all this, Dave, is primarily market speculating.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
They're not investing. They're not thinking of a growth strategy for their retirement.
Right.
They're trying to make money on the nanosecond.
Yep.
On the nanosecond.
Right. And trying to parse that language to see if it's slightly positive or slightly negative, right?
And so because of these wild swings are happening from speculators,
right,
people who are investing for the longer term, like in a growth bucket, are getting anxiety.
Right, exactly.
And so when you have that anxiety, you're going to take a step back and say, oh my God, what's happening? That's like saying it's always going to have a winter storm every single September because last September we had a winter storm.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
So why are we doing this stuff?
Yeah.
Why are we putting ourselves through that anxiety? What's really happening in a person's life where swings of 1, 2, 3, 4% happen that cause you to believe it's all going to zero?
Right.
And I think because emotion dictates decision, we have to make sure we feel right. So what do we need to know in order to feel right?
Okay. I'm going to tease our last segment for today because we're going to talk about this. The rules of investing have actually changed. They fundamentally change when you move into retirement and you have to draw on your portfolio. We're going to talk about that in the fourth quarter because there are some things you need to do to protect yourself.
Yep.
It's not like when we were 25 anymore. So the volatility does take on a different meaning. So stick around for the fourth segment because we want to talk about that. However, we're running out of time in this segment. So let's just remind everybody, we're going to be talking about how to profit and protect when necessary.
Yes.
Okay. To ensure that you don't have to worry about the day-to-day volatility of whatever the tweet is, tweet du jour, does to the market. Okay, so let's remind everybody when that's coming
up.
A new
word, tweet du jour. Okay, Tuesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to reserve your seats for this, please. They're filling up quickly, so give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All the fears and elation you feel as you're moving towards that retirement date, you're not alone. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about the human experience of somebody going through the retirement right now. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.